All right, it is end of December, end of the year, really. So I wanted to give a little update for you guys, about what's happening next year and how my December was, and just a little, I do a little chatty ramble update every month here, normally at the end of the month. It's the end of the month. So here I am. Let me just move the microphone, get a little more comfortable. So my month has been busy. It was the holidays for me. That involves a lot of like family time and some travel and, you know, a lot of stress and different gift gifting. And it's just a lot for me. But I recently realized that I was very sick. I have been sick since November. I honestly thought having a cough for a month was completely normal. apparently it's not. So I went to the doctor today. So I've been sick since November. I haven't been able to really record anything. I've been able to record some things here and there, but in November I was pretty sick with a bad cough, sore throat, congestion. You know, the normal, like, oh, it's just a cold. It'll go away after a while. I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. and then I got a little bit better and I was able to record some things. Before I got busy again with December holiday stuff. And then I just was like, you know, it's a cough and it's fine. And there's like a little bit of wheezing too, but that's just for various reasons. And I was able to do some pretty intense workouts also. And I was coughing, but it was fine. I have athletic asthma. Maybe it's just like allergies or something. It's the dry air's dry and the heater is going, and maybe it's because we're all closed. No, I have walking pneumonia. So I have walking pneumonia. I've gotten more drugs than I've ever gotten before from the doctor. I went to urgent care finally, because I don't actually have a primary care physician. And I called and I was like, hey, can I get a new primary care physician? And also, I might have pneumonia. And they're like, oh, our next availability is in February. And I'm like, okay, well, can you sign me up for a new primary care physician? I'll just go to urgent care. So I went to urgent care and the doctor listened to my lungs and was like, yep. You got it. And it kind of sounds like you got it in both sides. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Sent me to get an x-ray and then sent me home with drugs. I'm so sorry. I'm okay, though. I feel pretty okay. The coughing, the wheezing does make it difficult to record, obviously, because I can't talk for that long without sounding like I'm sick, and that makes a not sexy audio, unfortunately. Hopefully I'll be better in a week now instead of a month. So I'm so dumb. I should have just like gone to the doctor before Christmas stuff came in full swing, but you know, I'm a very determined person, so I tricked myself into not thinking I was sick, basically, because I could do the workout, but I couldn't do the workout. I was coughing a lot, but I had taken a COVID test and it was negative, so I'm like, it's not COVID, it's fine, it's nothing. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell. But yeah, so January. Exciting January plans. And December. December was great. Did you like December? I loved it. What I released. I loved what I released. I didn't, honestly, I'm not a big fan of the holidays. A lot of the gift giving stuff stresses me out. So I didn't really enjoy that part of December, but the audios I released in December, very exciting. I loved doing the two sleep aids, the snowstorm, and the girl next door one. I loved them. They were so fun to do. I hope you enjoyed them. And then the Can I Call You Daddy for Christmas and a MILF for Christmas for my $10 level, the themed stuff, loved it. Then I had, I forget what I had for the $5 first one, but the second one, it was a quickie before a holiday party. And then for the $35 level, it was, I loved this one because the prompt was just like bondage, and then spanking for punishment. But I changed it. I worked with that prompt to make it a tangled up in the sheets girlfriend that gets spanked because she's a little brat that just needs to be spanked. And I thought that was such a fun audio and a fun concept. So I was so glad that you guys, I hope you guys liked that too. I loved it. I thought it was such a fun premise. Let me go and see if I can figure out. I'm so sorry. I can't cut out the coughs. I can't do it. It's so funny. Like, I started realizing something was very wrong a week ago when I would take a deep breath and I would feel it like a tightening in my lungs almost, and like a bubbly tickle. And then after a while, I can actually like hear a squeak when I breathe, and I'm like, oh, that can't be good. That cannot be good. So now I can hear it, and it's just like I breathe and it's like and I'm like, oh no. That doesn't sound good. Let me see. Let me go. Let me just scroll on back. Oh, and then I hope you liked the from the archives I included here. That was the Christmas tree one, which had a butt plug in it, which is a rare thing for me. But I know specifically for the F4F, there's been a lot of ask for more toys in those audios. So I was like, you know what? Let me make sure this one gets its way over to my Patreon, because I know the F4F crowd loves when I include toys, which I have been including more in, including that first $5 exclusive, which was for F4M. It was Whatever You Do, I Like, which is very much like You Give Me Pleasure, Whatever You Do, like touch me any way you want, I love it, sort of thing. And then the F4F one, which is Your Pleasure Gives Me Pleasure, where I'm fucking you with the strap. So those are, it's kind of interesting. I did it that way because when I do my surveys, I find out which demographic likes what more. And I found out that the F4M listeners prefer GFE stuff and the F4F listeners prefer FDOM stuff. So I was like, yes, I'll do it this way. And I think you guys like that too, which is great. I loved the content I released this month. I always say this. I love the content I release every month. I'm just very, like, I always get really excited remembering what I released and looking back on it. And it's so fun. I love it. So for next month, what we got going on, since I was sick for so long, I don't have, I'm not my normally recorded out through March or February at this time. So I'm only recorded out partially through January. So I actually don't know everything that I'm releasing in January, which is too bad. But I'm excited for what I have done nonetheless. I'm also making a few changes. It'll be my third year, I think, on Patreon. Is that right? I'll be starting my third year on Patreon, so I've had two full years. Is that right? Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I've had two full years. So I wanted to change things up. I'm so sorry. My cat's worried about me. I'm sorry about my cough. I've had 2 full years, so I wanted to change things up a little bit. And I have the $5 tier, the $10 tier, and the $35 tier. So those, I'm keeping all the tiers. I'm just changing what goes on it. So the $5 tier will get one exclusive a month. The $10 tier will get one exclusive a month. And the $35 tier will continue to get the requested audio a month. For the $10 tier for my like event stuff, it remains on that tier. It doesn't go down to the $5 tier. So all these years of many audios, and same for the $5 tier, you got so many audios backlogged. That all remains on the tier. And I think if I find a time where I'm really excited about 1 month, like a certain theme or idea, I will bring back like the $10 special themed stuff for that month. But going forward, it's just going to be one audio on the $5, an additional audio on the $10, and then the $35 gets requested. So at the $10 level, you'll get 2 exclusive months. At the $35, you'll get 3, and at the $5, you'll just get that 1. I'm opting for more hopeful quality versus quantity at this point, because I've already got the quantity on my Patreon. I've got so many audios here, so I've already got the quantity, and at this point, I want to look and try and look inward and see, really, really make the audios that are wanted and desired and, and that excite me. And doing that will help aid my health and give me a little more time to get better and not be so sick, with the possibility of bringing back some themed months in the future. Maybe I'll do something special again for November. Maybe I'll do something special in the summer. We'll see. I'm looking forward to January. Let me give you a heads up on some stuff I do have planned so far. Let me go to my page and my scheduled page. Oh, this is a good one. Oh my gosh, this is a good one. This is a sweet audio. This, not all my audios are based on scripts. Some of them are based on improv. Some of them are based on scripts that I write. But this one was a script. And it was supposed to be just like some dumb porny stuff. And it is just some dumb porny stuff. But it gets a little soft and sweet at the end. It's Bimbo blowjob delivery service / Bimbo cunnilingus delivery service. I'm just a bimbo and I'm coming to your door. I'm delivering a blowjob or I'm delivering cunnilingus, and then I get surprisingly intimate and soft and sweet. So that's the early access, early in the month. That's scheduled on the 4th, so you can look forward to that. And then on the 6th, I have the $5 exclusive. I believe that's what that is. Oh, sorry. Oh my God. I just, that was me moaning from my lungs squeezing. I'm okay. I'm sorry if that was oddly sexual or just painful. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay. All right. January exclusive. It's a GFE. And it's at the $5 exclusive, and it's a I've been wet all day thinking about you, and it's a soft, sweet, domestic GFE with kisses, and it's slow and it's good. Oh, and it's sweet. Oh, I'm so sorry about all these coughs. This is why I can't record. Ugh. Next is another early access, I believe it's early access, yeah. And it's a GFE, Stealing Your Sweater. Very sweet, intimate, soft, bedtime, all that stuff. And then the last thing I have recorded, I've got to fill out the rest of the month. I'm really hoping after this medicine, I'll be better next week and I can get going on this stuff. But the next one I have is the sleep aid for January, and it's a dream girl sleep aid. So I'm actually only in your dreams, and you come visit me and we have a little cozy time together. And I'm actually thinking about making that a series in the future. We'll see about that. But I want to continue to make at least one sleep aid a month, as I really enjoyed them. And that's my sleep aid for January. After that, I have some things planned. I've got a lot of stuff written. I've got, is this written? Really? Did I write? Oh, God. I was sick. I was just sick writing as much as I could. I've got your daddy, but not my daddy. Oh, this is a good one. If you're going to have your cock in me, at least look at me. All these, they also have like alternate versions with different titles. Let me see. Did I title this one at all? I guess I didn't title it, but it'll have a different title, the daddy, but my not my daddy, you'll have a different title for FRF, obviously. I think I have that one planned to be the $10 exclusive. And then I've got that Sundre for FRF. It's if you're gonna fuck me, at least look at me. That's the Sundre stuck in a blizzard. And then I've got a sweet Snowden with best friend one. And that one, I've got a pretty nice safe for work version for that one too. That'll be early access, as well as a Sundre. That'll be early access. And then I have two collabs that I need to make some original content for, some themed content with some other lovely ladies, two of them. One of them, I think it'll probably be maybe in January, February, and the other one maybe March, April timeframe. So be looking forward to that. Also to do on this Trello board, I have that teacher's pet F4F. I have an F4M thing that was part of a big collab that I never made a teacher's, that I never made an F4F version for. And I added this to the list when I added this to the list. Did I say that correctly? Yeah, I added this to the list when I was sick, so I couldn't do it. Still, so I think I might push that out till later in the spring. I'm back. I just had a big old coughing fit. Starting to feel a little sick again. After I cough a lot, I'll get very nauseous and a little tired. Yeah. This is the most I've talked in a while. But yeah, I've got a few other things on my to-write list. Hopefully, if I'm feeling better, I'll do some writing this weekend. If not, if I can't record, which I don't think I will be able to, but always hopeful. So that is my update for December. Sorry, I'm moaning from my lungs squeezing again. Yeah, I hope your January was better than mine. I hope you're not sick. I know everybody's sick. I hope you're not sick. Yeah. Let's hope for a good new year. Let's hope for a good new year. My drugs start working and I stop coughing and no pneumonia in the new year. No pneumonia 2023. Yeah, let's go. All right. That's all for now. Okay. I'll talk to you later.